This is Scream Club.
We're the queer,
electro,
sex,
hop,
hip,
pop,
punk,
rock,
glam,
feminist,
rap,
duo,
sensation.
Yeah. Formerly of Olympia, Washington, now representing Berlin.
Made up of Sarah Adorable and Cindy Wonderful.
Yeah.
What I like, I got to tell you what I'm having is a dyke. Or if you identify as a man, my favorite are those on a hormone
program. I'm Sarah Adorable. I'm half of Scream Club, and
also known as Dear Bonehead.
Also known as Dear Bonehead, and numerous other nicknames, I guess.
Which is other girls that I really love to talk. So hetero dudes, you got to leave me alone. I'll never run out of queers.
I live in Berlin now, and I lived in Olympia for the past 7 years before this.
So, a girl who has no history.
I guess I'm from Olympia, kind of.
Our band is from Olympia. We've lived all over different places in the United States, including Valparaiso, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Denver, Colorado, Chicago, Illinois, and other places that we're not going to talk about right now.
But Scream Club was born in Olympia, Washington.
Yeah.
And how did it all start?
Magic.
It was magic.
Well, first me and Sarah met at the porn store, Desire Video. She was the assistant manager. I was in need of a job. I didn't get the job, but we became instant friends, and it took us about 2 days before we were girlfriends. We were like insta-couple. I was tired of performing alone. I said, hey, you know, you should do this with me. And she said, I'll try and see if I like it. And apparently, you know, it's still going well, because 7 years later, here we are. And I just also like to say that when Scream Club started out, it was us and Sex, and we were the only two people rapping with Sex the Performer, CEX. We were having live sex
just
shows.
Us and Sex and like nothing else.
Yeah, that's all Scream Club was about. Okay, there was Sex the Performer and Scream Club. We were the only two people rapping with laptops, period. Now, a lot of people don't know that we were like the first laptop rap duo, but that's true. So, you know, next time you hear, you know, some band perform, you see them live with their laptop or whatever, you can thank us for that, you know?
Pioneers.
We are pioneers. A lot of people don't know that, but, you know, because our effect is so large, the ripple's so large, you know, by the time somebody thinks they're influenced by somebody else, they have no idea that all those can come back to us, you know, like, you know, I even hear people describing themselves like us, and I won't mention any names, but you know. But I mean, you know, you can also thank bands, other bands, but you know, we're just here to talk about us right now.
That's right.
And what else can we say about us? You know, we're great.
We're awesome. What's the do you have like a concept with your band? Like,
well, kind of. I mean, I think we like the main thing is we want to have fun and we want to be positive role models for not only women, you know, but everyone, queers, everyone out there in the world. And I don't know, I think it's cool that we're just like doing our own thing and we're in control of it and making it happen.
Yeah, and also, you know, it's cool to also, you know, just be original, be yourself, and, you know, be sexy and everything, be fancy, be envied. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, I mean, because I got buck teeth, I'm chubby and stuff like that, and I still consider myself a heartthrob, you know what I mean? So it's just like putting out the idea that anyone can do what they want or be what they want, no matter what, you know, somebody else says, you know?
Even when I'm gonna, don't forget you, baby. I sent a feedback and I don't mean maybe. I'm taking
What do you think Scream Club has changed in the gay and queer scenes in Europe or in the States? Or?
Oh, I think a lot of bands have probably been started. They've been like, oh, did you see what those two girls did? Oh, yeah, if they did that, I mean, we could do that. I think a lot of people thought like that because, you know, we make it look so easy.
Do you think it's different now from when you started? Like, is it easier or, like, did you open up new ways?
Well, it's harder now because, I mean, there when we started, there was no other queer... well, actually, when Scream Club started, there was Gravy Train.
Totally.
And, I mean, but... When I first started rapping, that was before Gravy Train. Matter of fact, when I met, I played a concert with my old band, in this band Panty Raid that Seth from Gravy Train was in before Gravy Train. We played a show in a basement in Olympia together. And when I met Gravy Train, we played a show together. Gravy Train started rapping my lyrics to me from that other band. And I was like, wow, cool, awesome. And then... as far as I remember, the only queer rap that that was part of, I don't know, the queer scene, I would say, was only Gravy Train and us. And that's it. And now there is there's so many queer rappers that I can't even tell you how. I can't even, used to I could count them on my hands and toes, and now I cannot count them because we're in this movie Pick Up the Mic, and that's about queer hip-hop. It's a little bit more like gay or a little bit more mainstream as far as like it's activists and sort of mainstream sort of gay type stuff. Although there is some queer punk stuff, it's not like the focus, and we're just in it for a second. But after that movie, queer rappers, gay rappers, lesbian, whatever, started crawling out of the woodworks. So,
yeah, and also I think more and more are doing like electronic music too, or like rapping with electronic music, which is, of course, what we do.
Yeah. Yeah, also back even then, I mean, all of the rappers from that movie were mostly doing traditional hip hop beats, but now, I mean, Johnny Dangerous, he's doing electro stuff, Q-Boy. I mean, music's changing, people are changing, technology's changing, and, you know, that's making it a lot easier for people to do it, I think.
I don't know about you, but for her and me, we'll be doing
right now. You're working on this new album with Electrosexual, who's also an artist. Do you think that's going to be different from your what you normally do, like the music? Is it going to be the same style, or what's going to be new?
I mean, it's definitely our style, but it is also new. It's the first album we've ever done where just one producer produces the entire album. So he's making all the music start to finish. But I mean, the things that are similar to our other albums are that we have a bunch of guest stars, and of course me and Cindy, and it's still like electro, dancey stuff. It's a little darker as well, but it's really exciting because we're also performing with him as well, which is cool to have a live element.
Yeah. And it's interesting too, because in the past we were kind of like, you know, we don't want a guy in the band. But the cool thing about this is that it's still Scream Club and Electrosexual. It's still our two identities, you know, as a band, us as a band, and him as a separate performer, are still intact, because I don't want anyone to get confused and think, oh, this guy is making all the music. And I mean, he is making all the music, but that's a choice of ours. And also, I mean, we make music too, and he's not making it because we can't make it, but because it's fun to make it. And we also wouldn't make an entire album with somebody we didn't feel genuinely understood us and that we respected greatly. And he's amazing. And so it's a pleasure.
Yeah, and it's cool too. I mean, it's our fourth album, so, I mean, after doing three albums in a certain way, it's also just nice to do something new.
And when is it going to be released?
That's a good question.
I don't know. 2010, maybe?
Yeah. Scream Club 2010.
Yeah. That has a nice ring to
it. Yeah. This album's going to be called Screaming and Crying. Yes, like you said, it's darker. Although a lot of our songs are dark. People don't really think about it so much. They think we're this party band, but, you know, if you listen to our lyrics, you find that I'm like the Sylvia Plath of rap music, you know? Seriously.
It's true.
It's true. Folks, I have a dark side, a deep dark side. I only like to wear bright colors.
And I'm just a ray of sunshine.
That's true. Day and night.
Cool. So next year there's going to be a release party that everyone should go to.
Yeah. Definitely.
In the meantime, please, you know, follow us at screamclub.com, MySpace/screamclub. You can check us out on Facebook.
Check out the record label we started, Crunk's Not Dead.
Check out our homegirl, Nikki Click. Check out everybody in the Crunk's Not Dead family. And yeah, come see us next time we're in Sweden.
Cool. Thank you, girls.
Thanks.